Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the one and only George Michael, who I'm sure by now you all heard has passed away. But, you know, that song he just said, I want to stick around, and he will. George Michael's always with us in his songs, so make sure you play them. Get his albums, play his music, Freedom, Faith, I Want Your Sex, As with Mary J. Blige, then with Aretha Franklin, how many songs he did. But that's what I love about musicians is that their music is here with us until we're no longer here. So play it and dance like your life depends on it. I think that's what George would want all of us to do. He was a cool guy. I met him. Awesome, awesome man. Super nice, super friendly, down to earth, cool guy. And he's going to be missed by a lot of people, but his music is still here. Well, I've got like to kind of go through this intro rather quickly. So if it's your first time tuning in, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Of course, you can follow LA Talk Radio too and do your thing. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy every moment. Happy every moment. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful Hanukkah and a wonderful Kwanzaa and a wonderful holiday and just everything is wonderful. I'm in Colorado right now, freezing my ass off, but I'm so grateful because I'm here. And today I've been saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And I really just want to emphasize on the word happy, because that's my wish for you all, is that you are happy in all of your moments, happiness. I really want that for you. Tonight's show is going to be a replay, just because I got to get back to the festivities here. But I wanted to come live to you and wish you all a happy holidays, because it's been a minute that I've been here. You know, it's been a couple of months that I've been really touch and go with my grandmother. And so I've been spending time in Connecticut and New York and the book, and just, it's been so hectic. So I wasn't able to do live shows, but I wanted to be here tonight for you all to know, to let you know that I love you all. And thank you for tuning into Max and Friends. We're going into our ninth year in 2017. So just know that we're here. I'm here. Everything is good. I'm grateful for right now. I'm grateful for you all. You're my co-host. You're my family. And my guests, they make the friends in Max and Friends. So I'm grateful for that. Listen, tonight we're going to do a replay of a holiday show that's one of my favorites with the Champagne Diet. She's going to give you some tips that I love. It's one of my favorite holiday shows. And of course, Jackie Collins is part of that show. And Jackie, I miss so much, because Jackie would be with me right now doing this show. And we would be just having the best time talking about life and cocktails and traveling and everything that she did and everything that she just did to make greatness and fun, and she lived life to the max. And it's fun because she tells us about her experience with Kathy Griffin and all the fun times that she had. So Jackie Collins always holds a dear place in my heart. I love Aunt Jackie, and yeah, it's a good show. So stay tuned here. I thank you for listening. Max and Friends is nothing without you. So join me every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Get the free LA Talk Radio app. Take me on the go with you every Sunday night. 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, Max and Friends. Thank you all. I'm going to let this show go on right now, and I just love you all for tuning in. Next Sunday is going to be to be awesome because I have Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk and Valerie Love coming back together. We're going to talk about an Alan Watts video, one of his amazing philosophical conversations. So tune in because it's a new year, new show, new you. That's what we're doing for Max and Friends. You are the ones that are going to dictate the shows, the conversations. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know who you want me to have on the show. What do you want me to talk about? How do you want me to inspire you? And I will be there for you. I got your back. I love you all for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Please celebrate responsibly and don't drink and drive. And if you see someone that's about to get in the car and they're drinking and they're now about to drive or smoking their weed and they want to drive, whatever, stop them, take away the keys, and be that person that has balls to say, I'm not letting you drive. I do it all the time and I encourage you to do it. I want to see you guys in 2017. So tweet me, tweet pictures of yourself. And seriously, if you see anyone that's about to drink and drive or smoke and drive or smoke and fly or whatever you want to say, we're joking now. But if we have to go to a funeral, it's going to suck. So please, please keep your eyes open, be alert, and be the person to take away the keys. I love you all. I'm going to say goodnight, but stay tuned because Jackie Collins and the Champagne Diet are coming up next here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night, good karma, and remember to take life and 2017 to the max. Right now, Jackie Collins and the Champagne Diet on Max and Friends.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends, everybody. Well, it's the last show of 2014, and I would say tweet me at Max Tucci, but you all know that Twitter's down. Maybe Sony hacked it, or maybe Korea hacked it, North Korea. Who knows? It's just not working right now. So I'm on Facebook right now, and of course, email me, max at maxtucci.com. Let me know what's going on in your lives. I love you all for tuning in, and if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, it's 7 years that I'm here, and you're here on a good night because the one and only Jackie Collins is joining us and she's got some great news about a new book coming out in June and also some great drinks to make this year. Speaking of drinks, Kara's going to be here with the Champagne Diet. She's back and we're turning your New Year's resolutions into reality here on Max and Friends tonight. But without any further ado, welcome Jackie Collins back to Max and Friends.
Hello. How are you, Max? It's so good to talk to you again.
I love that you're here with us, the last show of 2014, and you've got some great news because you've just finished your book.
Well, yes. I went away with my whole family for Christmas. We went to Hawaii. It was absolutely glorious. And when Twitter is up again, you can see all my pictures up there or on Instagram. I'm Jackie J. Collins on Twitter and Instagram. And it was amazing. And while I was there, I managed to finish my latest book called The Sant'Angelos, which will be out in June.
How exciting. And now on your trip to Hawaii, we see that you're with Kathy Griffin.
Kathy was unbelievable. She was so much fun. The paparazzi took these terrible pictures of her, and she came running over to my house, and she goes, oh, come on, let's do some posed pictures. So everywhere I turned, there was Kathy in a different bikini, and I had to take a picture.
How much
and we had
fun.
So much fun with it. She was, you know, going on Twitter and saying, how dare she do this to me? And we were just joking about it. We really enjoyed ourselves. I love Kathy. She's on the front of the New York Times today. She's going to be on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. She's very excited about being on the Fashion Police.
Absolutely.
And she's a great gal.
She is. You were Jackie Rotzi, weren't you, over there?
Oh, yes.
Taking absolutely. Pictures all over.
I was, yeah, because we did funny things. I said, oh, I walked out of my house, and there she is again, hashtag stalker.
Hashtag stalker. Well, yeah. She would be a great character in your book, wouldn't she?
She really would. She's a lot of fun, and so is her boyfriend, Randy, who was lovely, too. So it was a great trip. It's lovely to get away for Christmas because you don't have to do the whole Christmas tree thing, which I love to do, but every other year suits me fine.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that a lot of people had under their tree this year the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook, because I've got to tell all my listeners tonight, Jackie was here, a couple of months ago, and we were talking about the cookbook. She sent me a wonderful copy of it. Jackie sent me a copy, and I've used it. It's amazing, and it's never too late to buy it, because you can go to anything right now, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Go into a bookstore, why don't you, and buy the book. It's a great gift, and if you're going to go to any New Year's Eve parties and you're bringing a bottle of champagne, bring this book, because we're going to talk about some great cocktail recipes that you can make for New Year's Eve with Jackie Collins' great cookbook, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. Jackie, I love this cookbook. It's really fantastic.
I'm so glad you do, because I wanted to do something different, so I decided I would make it Lucky's Cookbook. So there's all the Italian recipes in it, but there's also little scenes between her and Lenny and Max, her daughter, and Bobby Sant'Angelo Stanilopoulos, his gorgeous son, and you never get these scenes in the books. So,
and
they're making something in the kitchen. Yeah,
and
it's all like
all
original.
The clothes. You did a great job with this book. Now, I've got to tell you, we'll talk about the drinks in a moment, but the recipes, I've made the Max's beet and avocado salad.
That's delicious, yes.
Delicious. The mandarin orange and red onion salad with champagne is fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
And what I think is the best recipe, you all got to get the cookbook, because this is one that you can make if you're having a great cocktail party and you want to have a little bit of, you know, a mousse de bouche or some fantastic appetizers. The smoked salmon salad, smoked salmon pizza.
Yes, that is absolutely delicious.
Delicious. And what I did, Jackie, I like to cook with the Delmonico's.
Yes, I know. Yes.
So we tweaked them a little, and we did little personalized ones.
Oh, I love that idea.
So we made them
great.
Into little appetizers, and they went so quickly.
Oh, good. You know, what I tried to do with this book was make the recipes simple so that people can make them without saying, what is that? I don't know what that ingredient is. I'll have to go to the market and try and find out, and then you can never find it. So right. I tried to make it simple and easy to make and fun. So also I suggest music you can play when you're cooking, and also a drink you can have, and it's just fun. And there's all these great illustrations of Lucky and lots of pictures of me with celebs, which is always a fun thing.
Everybody loves to see Jackie Collins with the celebrities. If you're just joining in right now on Max and Friends, Jackie Collins is here, and we're talking about her new book that's coming out, The Sant'Angelos, in June. And we're also talking about the wonderful Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, which is available right now on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Buy it, because if you do it now, you'll get it in time for New Year's. And there's some great drinks that Jackie's going to tell you about, one that Wolfgang Puck created. So tell us about the Jackie Collins.
He created this book for me. It's called this book. He created the drink for me. It's called the Jackie Collins. And he came over to my house. I was doing an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and Wolfgang turned up unexpectedly, and he said, I've made this drink, and it's going to be called the Jackie Collins cocktail. And it's a muddle of raspberries with simple syrup, and you add lots of vodka, lemonade, and you put it all into a cocktail shaker. Then you squeeze the lime over the vodka, and you add ice cubes and shake the cocktail shaker hard for 30 seconds. Then you pour in club soda, you shake once, and strain into a highball glass, and garnish with raspberries and a fresh mint. And it's so delicious. In fact, I have a video of me making it on my website, which is JackieCollins.com, and it's hilarious because I got totally drunk on all the vodka.
Well, that's just perfect. I think the next thing you need to do is have a Jackie Collins vodka. Have your own vodka.
Oh, I never thought of that. No, the Lucky Sant'Angelo vodka.
Even better. We'll talk about it after the show, because, you know, I started a vodka too, so I've got all the tips and treats.
I'll give you
the skinny on that. But nonetheless, and another great book that you have on paperback is Confessions of a Wild Child. This is a fantastic book for the young reader, and now it's even cooler because it's in paperback. Tell us a little bit about Confessions of a Wild Child.
Well, I wrote it as a young adult novel. I wanted to show Lucky when she was 15 and how she became the really strong, fantastic woman she is today. And I thought, oh, we'll go back in time. And yet I made it kind of timeless in a way because I didn't put any pop culture references in it purposely. And it's how she discovers rock and roll and drugs and boys and how to deal with everything and how to become really strong. And it was such a fun book to write because it took me right back to my teenage years when I was in the south of France running wild, and that's exactly what Lucky is doing in the book. So people who followed this character, Lucky, and they love her, they really love her, now you can see what she was like when she was 15. And it's a fun book. It's a short book. It's a young adult book, and it's just a fun read.
It's, you know what, and here's the thing for parents who are listening. If you don't think your kids are doing what's in the book, you're mistaken. I think you all need to get the book to read about what your kids are doing.
This is absolutely true. I would say it's a new adult book because, you know, there's young adult, there's new adult, and then there's books.
Right.
But, I mean, books are books. I mean, everybody read Harry Potter.
Exactly.
I think that people are loving this book because it does, you know, delve into one of their favorite characters. And back she comes again in the Sant'Angelo's, and there's all kinds of things going on in that. And I'm so thrilled that I finished it. I'm just writing the epilogue now.
How fantastic. The Sant'Angelo's out in June. If you're joining us now on Max and Friends, Jackie Collins is here. We're talking about New Year's Eve and some cocktails for you with her new cookbook, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, and the new book coming out, The Sant'Angelo's, in June. Jackie Collins, what are you doing for New Year's this year?
Well, you know, I have a huge family, and a lot of them are visiting from England. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to cook the Sant'Angelo chicken, which is so good, and make a big family dinner, and I'll have fake champagne for all the kids and champagne proper for all the grown-ups. And we're going to watch Kathy Griffin on the New York feed at 10 o'clock, and then we're going to watch movies. We're going to have a movie marathon.
How fantastic. Jackie
Collins. I've been to so many parties in my life. You know what I mean? So have you, Max. And been there, done that.
Isn't being at home the best?
Yes, it is. And you have hats and you have, you know, fun. And it's just, and I take a million photographs. I love taking photographs. The next thing you'll be seeing is Hollywood Snaps, my photo book.
Oh, how fantastic. Well, you know, I thank you so much for joining us. I know we're time sensitive here, but I just enjoy having you on the show. Would you come back when the Sant'Angelo's is back out in
the
new book?
I would love to, Max. I always have so much fun talking to you, and I want to wish all your listeners a really fantastic, happy, safe new year.
Thank you. Hey, Jackie Collins, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My resolution is to write two books a year instead of one.
You know what? And that would make so many people happy. And before, speaking of getting people happy, the book, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, everyone, there's a great recipe called the Gino the Ram Special Spicy Bloody Marys, and they're the perfect drink for the morning after New Year's. What inspired you to make that drink, Jackie?
Well, Gino is a very spicy character, and, you know, I've written about him so many times. I've written 9 books about the Sant'Angelo's, so I wanted to create something that really gave you the essence of Gino. He's a sexy guy. He's been married 4 times. He's, you know, been a gangster. He's been in jail. He's owned a speakeasy. He's done everything, and I thought that really kind of captures his style.
Ooh, and delicious, too. Spicy, sexy Bloody Mary for the morning after.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's the morning after.
I think we all need that, yes.
We do all need that. The morning after and the night before, too. Why not?
Right.
My mother always said, life is always better when there's a cocktail in your hand.
Exactly. And it's always cocktail time somewhere in the world.
It is. And it's cocktail time here on Max and Friends. Jackie Collins is my guest. We thank you so much, Jackie Collins, for joining us. And we wish you a wonderful 2015, and we look forward to 2 books next year.
Thank you so much, Max. Take care. Love you
Likewise.
All.
Likewise. Love you
Bye.
Too, Jackie Collins. Good night. Well,
Good
everyone,
night.
You know, Jackie Collins is one of my favorite authors. I just adore her books. I have my library here stacked with them, and I would love to have more. I've got to talk to Jackie after the show and add to my collection. I think we need to finish it, don't you all? I'll send some pictures later. But nonetheless, Jackie Collins' book, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, is available and coming out in June, The Sant'Angelo's. I know you all love Jackie Collins as much as I do, and I just had to have her on as one of my favorite guests of 2014. Can you believe this year is winding down? I would say tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what your New Year's resolutions are, but Twitter is down, down by the river. Well, anyway, speaking of down, how about damn? I'm so pissed off about it. But, you know, there's one woman who I love this year, and this is going to be a woman's show tonight because I just love all the women in my lives. And, you know, this year I'm so grateful we did Eye on the People with Max Tucci, my TV show, and Max and Friends, and there's so many great things happening for 2015. And even if there's nothing in your life that you feel is happening for you, just the fact that you're alive right now and breathing is something to be grateful for. So think about that. You don't need to have all these glamorous lives and parties to be cool. You just are cool by being you and by being born. So on that note, back to the whole Twitter thing. I had one of my favorite interviews this year with Sophie B. Hawkins. And if you go to Channel 16 Live, channel16live.com, you can go there and you can see my interview, Eye on the People with Max Tucci. I sat down one-on-one with the divine Sophie B. Hawkins. She opened up about her life, about music, about her separation, about her child, and about just being a lover. So you know what, Twitter? Damn. I wish I was your lover on Max and Friends. And when we're back, the champagne diet, we're going to talk about your New Year's resolutions and turning them into realities on Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Smiling and warm, I am everything. Tonight I'll be your mother. I'll do something.
chained and bound to you.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the final show of 2014. Wow, here I am getting my phone blown up. I wish it was Twitter. It's still not working for me. But if it's working for you, tweet us at Max Tucci because Kara's going to be with us from the Champagne Diet, and she will read your tweets if you hashtag Max and Friends and let us know your questions because we are going to turn your New Year's resolutions into realities. First, I've got to say thank you so much to Sophie B. Hawkins for that wonderful song. Even it's such a classic. I love Damn Wish I Was Your Lover. And thank you, Jackie Collins, for joining us. I just always love having you on, Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time tonight, I welcome you and say the first time you're a friend, the second you're family. Now, what are your New Year's resolutions? Do you have any? What's going on in your life? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to find a lover? Damn, wish I was your lover. What do you want in life? You know, this is what I believe, that when the what is so crystal clear, the how, the when, and the where will happen naturally. The universe will naturally rise up to meet you. It's like those bubbles in that champagne glass that Kara Lave and I talked about the last time she was here. We are all in this wonderful champagne flute together, and we are these enormous bubbles just rising together. Together we rise. So on that note, everyone, I just want you to be so crystal clear on what it is that you want for 2015. Make that your foundation, your base, and on top of that you can build. But make the what clear, and I promise you, the when, the why, and the where will happen naturally when that what is clear. On that note, I'm talking about a champagne diet. Now, you all might think it's something else, but what it is something that you need. And if you're tuning in, it's not the first time we've had her here. Y'all loved her so much. You said, please bring her back. So I said, Kara Lave, will you join me on the last show of the year so we can get people inspired for 2015? And you said, what? Welcome back
I
to Max and Friends.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be back. I love it. I love your energy, Max. I'm
fire in this studio tonight. Literally, because I've got one of my favorite candles from Parks London burning right now. Grapefruit and jasmine. So we're in that whole mood of just taking your glory and running with it. I spoke to my friend Eva today and I said, girl, this is your year. Take your glory and run. But how can we do that, Kara, when we're in a comfort zone that we don't know how to get out of?
Well, that's the question, right? Everybody has all these New Year's resolutions and everybody feels like so pumped up, especially this week. You know, I've been there myself. Like the ball drops and you've got your champagne in your hand, you feel good and you're thinking about everything that you want to accomplish. But the problem is it takes work, right? Like we can't just snap our fingers and like, you know, have all of our dreams come true magically. It takes work. And I think, you know, when people come to me, a lot of the clients and the women that I work with that I coach, they say, well, I want to do, you know, X, Y, and Z.
And I say to them, what are you willing to, you know, what are you willing to start doing to make that happen? And a lot of people don't realize, like, they have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I always tell people nothing fabulous happens in a comfort zone. You know, if you think back to a time in your life where you feel like you accomplished something you were really proud of, chances are it happened when you put yourself out there and you took that risk and you felt a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling, too.
It is, especially if it gets addictive. You know, the more that you do it, the more addictive it gets. But I think the biggest thing to remember here is it's not about just like jumping off the cliff, right? It's about creating these small baby steps and slowly stretching yourself and getting a little bit outside of that comfort zone. I always tell people, like, pick one small thing to do each week and commit to that one small thing to get you to your larger goal. And it becomes so much easier when we look at it that way.
Well, you know, I always believe that when the what we want in our life, the what it is that we desire, what really is out of our comfort zone that we don't think we can have, or that we don't think that we are maybe
worthy of,
to have,
right?
Or worthy of, yeah. Absolutely. So what happens when, you know, all of a sudden we know what it is we want, but we're scared, we don't think we're worried, let's step out of that comfort zone. How do we take, I always call it, figure out what that want is, because that's the cornerstone, and then you can mm-hmm. build upon that. But how do we take that first step? How do we do it?
You have to commit to something. You know, you have to make a promise to yourself. I always say make a promise to yourself and keep it. And once you do it one time, and again, something that's doable, right? So, you know, a perfect example is, let's say, you know, everybody wants to lose weight and get fit in a year. That's like the number one resolution, like in all of history, like ever. Like that's people, the one thing. So it can be intimidating, especially if you have a lot to lose or you've never really been like a gym person. So pick one thing to do. Let's say it's like a Zumba class or a spin class you want to try. And, you know, you see all these like super fit people coming out of that class each week. And you're like, I want to be that person. I want to feel fit. Mm-hmm. But it's scary to do it alone. So get a little bit outside of your comfort zone. Make the commitment to go to the class, but bring a friend or two. So you feel like you've got that little bit of security with you. There's power in numbers, you know. So let's say you want to go back to school. You know, maybe you want to make a career change and you know the first move is going back to school. You know, it can be scary to think about, like, signing up for a whole new program and going back to college after, like, maybe being out of the game for a couple of years. Pick one thing to do that week, you know, like, call your student advisor and make a phone call. It's one small thing.
But you know what? It's stressful.
It is stressful. But you know what? I love this question. What are you willing to sacrifice to stop sacrificing your happiness? You know, sacrifice that stressful moment, that awkward moment, because in the long run, you're giving up so much more at risking that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, because you talk about healthy stress. What does that mean?
Okay. So we all need to get ourselves to a point when you're too comfortable and you're not challenging yourself and you don't feel like that little those butterflies in your stomach. Like, I always call that the healthy stress, like that little nudge that makes you feel like, okay, something feels, you know, a little bit much here. You know, I can feel kind of my blood pumping. That's the healthy stress. We don't want to get ourselves so overwhelmed where we feel like we're having a panic attack every time we think about reaching one of our goals. So, mm-hmm. you know, again, I always say connect it back to a time in your life where you did it, where you went for it. You know, I know for me, it was like a big thing for me is fitness right now. And like the past year has been a huge like transformation for me fitness-wise. I love spin class, going back to that example. And when I first started going, it was so scary. And I would go into that class thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be the girl that walks out after 15 minutes because she can't take it. But I would get like, you know what I mean? I'm going to be like the girl who's so out of shape that I can't keep up. But I would get the butterflies before I'd walk in. And that's how I knew it was a healthy stress. You know, I wouldn't like sit down and cry and have a full anxiety attack, but it was like that little nudge that just tells you you're on the right track. This is something that's going to make you change. It's going to make you grow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and now what if we're growing and all of a sudden we feel like, you know what, I'm stuck in this rut. How can we get people to feel like really great about themselves?
Ooh, okay. So my second tip, so the first tip is get outside of your comfort zone. My second tip for being fearless and fabulous in the new year is to raise your glam vibration. And I love this term. I created it. So I don't know when, how, somehow. It was like a lightning bolt moment. I thought of it, actually, and you'll appreciate this, Max. You know, we talk about the law of attraction and we talk about being at a high vibration, you know,
Absolutely.
Being our best self, you know, like when you're at your high vibration, everything is just happening for you and it feels good and it feels right. So glam vibration is kind of like a spin on that. And it basically means that when you are operating at your most glamorous frequency. So going back to the old quote, you know, when you look great, you feel great. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that when you feel great, you can make anything happen. So as you start to fearlessly put yourself out there, when you start to tackle these resolutions, you've got to feel good while you're doing it, you know? So think about ways that you can start to feel your best. Like, and I always tell my clients, like, little things, like, get dressed up for a really, you know, mundane task. Like, maybe you're just going food shopping, or maybe you're going to do the laundry, but, like, put on the red lipstick. Or for a guy, like, put on a nice fitted sweater or blazer if you're going somewhere. Or, you know, somewhere you would normally be in, like, I would say, trade the sweatpants for the stilettos, you know? Like, just kind of do something that makes you feel good, because you cannot deny that when you feel good and you take care of yourself, you just feel better.
Yeah, you do feel better. You know, and not only do you feel better, but you're in a space where people, you feel noticed. And I think that's all we want in life. Do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? And let me tell you something. When you do put on a little bit of loving in your life and you show it in your clothes, as crazy as it sounds, people notice when you are got, when you got that spark in your step, and when you got those red bottom soles.
They do. They notice and they give you the compliment, and it feels good. And this is not like a vanity thing, and it's not saying like, you have to wear like an Oscar gown every day of the week. But it's just those little things that you. It's about self love. It's about respecting yourself and really being your absolute best. And that's a huge part of the champagne diet that I always like love to preach. It's the most fun part. So think about your glam vibration. Think about how you could raise it. Another thing that I love to tell people to do is go take yourself on a date. You know, like, go take yourself out to a beautiful dinner. Put on an outfit that you feel great in. Or take yourself out for a spa day. Spend that time connecting with yourself, celebrating everything that you love about yourself. It's going to raise that glam vibe. It's going to make you feel fabulous.
It will make you feel fabulous. And you know what? Here's the thing about feeling fabulous. It's already in us to feel that way. It's already like we are here to experience that. That's why we're here. So when, you know, it's so funny when people are like, well, you know, Kara, you know, Max, like, I don't feel that way. It's already in you. So you have to find that pattern in the pathology and just really disrupt it. Why don't you feel that you're worthy to feel fabulous? Why do you think you're not worthy to have the champagne diet is the question tonight. If you're just joining us on Max and Friends, I thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronnie, what are they listening to? Tell them. Max and Friends. What?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
It is. That it is. Max and Friends. This is the last show of 2014, and I thank you all for joining me on this fun and crazy and wild and lovable and joyous and spacious ride. It's been so much fun. There's the full year of episodes of Max and Friends and shows. If you go to episodes for my TV show on channel16live.com and shows for Max and Friends on latalkradio.com/Max. So if you want to hear more of this show, if you missed any part of it, you can go there. We'll tweet it after. You could find it there. It's going to be all by date. Kara was here, so find that show that we had the last time, because we had some great insight, some beautiful revelations that we're having tonight too, because I really believe that if you're tuning in tonight, it's not by accident. You're going to take your New Year's resolutions and you're going to make them into a reality. Turn them into reality and turn your frown upside down, as my sister would say. But so let's move on, because we got the good vibrations of the glam vibrations. How do we own our desires?
Okay. So this is a huge one. This should really be like the one massive takeaway that you really take away from this whole conversation, because if you don't own your desires, you can't do anything else to make them happen. So many of us, I think, do things or set goals or feel like we should be living a life because someone else makes us feel that we should, whether it's our parents or it's our partner or society. You know, we're striving for these goals because we feel like we should do it. We should own a house by a certain age. We should have a certain career, a certain amount of money in the bank, whatever that goal looks like. Should be a certain, you know, size jeans. But until you really own what you want, you will never be happy. So I tell people, really get focused on what you want. What is the one thing that's going to make you happy? And if you don't know right away, spend some time connecting with yourself and digging and figuring that out. And writing it down is
another big part of it. Can I stop you right there? Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how do we find, you know, when I say we, I found how for me, but what works for me not necessarily works for everybody else. But what is it that you suggest for people? What do you offer them to find out what it is their true desire? What do you tell them to do?
So, okay, there's a few ways you can do it. I think one of the ways is to really get really honest with yourself and sit down and create, you know, a beautiful, positive, you know, quiet space for yourself. Take a night, take an hour, whatever you can get. Light a candle and just start writing, you know, and write down, in a perfect world, if money wasn't an issue, if your family wasn't, you know, in your ear, if you could live anywhere you want to live, just write down your perfect vision of your life and get as creative and limitless as you possibly can. And you're going to find a lot of truth in that. So, you know, just take that time and connect with yourself and just be as dreamy and creative and crazy and wild as you want to be. And you're going to find stuff in there. Things are going to come out that maybe you never even knew existed before.
Absolutely. You know, I want to offer this to everyone who's listening tonight, too, because sometimes we can't think about what we want for ourselves because we don't know how to. We don't have the capability or capacity. So think about someone that you love, whoever that person is, someone that you really, really, really love. Could be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your lover, whoever it is, your child, whoever it is that you really love, and write down the perfect life for them, how you want to see them live, because what that really is, it's a reflection of how you want to live. So if you can't write it for yourself, write it down for someone else, then replace their name with yours. And I promise you, it's a beautiful life class and a workshop that will change your perspective of how you treat yourself. Because sometimes, Kara, don't you think we love others sometimes more than we love ourselves?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's easier to love other people than it is. Yeah. Loving yourself is the hardest thing you'll ever do.
And the most beautiful thing when you learn how.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know what? Let's talk about you for a minute because you're going to be here for a little bit more. So we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to play some more Sophie B. Hawkins, a great song, just in a little bit called Heart and Soul of a Woman. It's a beautiful song. Sophie B. Hawkins is always writing. She's so creative and wonderful. But let's talk about you for a moment. How did you create the champagne diet? Because people are tuning in and they think it's, I'm going to get a case of Veuve Clicquot and just drink my rosé until the new year comes. But what is the champagne diet?
Okay. So yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people think, oh, is it a diet where I can just drink champagne and get skinny? And no, although that would be amazing. It's not the case, unfortunately. But it's really a lifestyle and a mindset. And I always tell people to think about champagne as a metaphor, right? Because when we think of champagne, we think of luxury, glamour, the good life, celebration, all these fabulous, amazing things. You don't really think of anything negative when you think of champagne. And, you know, it kind of ties into how we should be living our lives every single day. And, you know, the reason why I came up with this whole story, and you can read more about it on my website at thechampagnediet.com, but to shorten it up for you, I started thinking about champagne in the way that we save it, you know, and we reserve it for like New Year's Eve or a birthday or a holiday. And in reality, we should be enjoying something as beautiful as champagne as much as we want. And that's kind of how I feel like we should live our lives. So we should be inviting the best of the best. We should be living a quote unquote champagne life and really only accepting the best of the best, not, you know, the beer and the craft and all the junk, like the champagne, and really just live our lives in the most effervescent way and celebrate ourselves every day. Max?
But what if people are tuning in? No, I'm here. You know what? I have to, take a drink of water.
Oh, I thought you got really excited over that. I was like,
I did, and here I am talking, and my mic is on mute. But I'm saying, girl, that sounds good. What if people are tuning in? They're like, oh, girl, that sounds so good. But I have champagne taste and a beer pocket.
That's okay. This is all about the mindset. So keep in mind, it's a lifestyle. It's the way you treat yourself. So it's the thoughts that you put into your mind. It's the way that you go about things. It's the way you work, the way you treat yourself, the way you treat other people. So this is not about buying Veuve Clicquot and like living on a yacht. This is, you know, although that would be great and wonderful and maybe one day.
Like but Jackie Collins books. Poor little rich bitch.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is really about the mindset. So think about living a champagne life and think about having a champagne mind. Champagne is a state of mind, really.
It is a state of mind. And like I said last time when you were here, it's so great when you can like just think of us in this beautiful champagne flute together. We're all these bubbles and we are rising together to the top. We are getting
I love that.
And it's true. I really believe that. You know, I totally believe that together we rise. And it's just something that I live by and I tell people all the time. We need each other, because when we have, emotions are just energy in motion. And when we have the energy of someone else surround us and comfort us and uplift us and encourage us, like, life becomes this beautiful thing. And it's just like we are this massive amount of energy just rising together. So you're going to join me just in a moment. We're going to continue having fun with Sophie B. Hawkins and this great song. And when we're back, Kara, we're going to talk about the most amazing thing that I think is in your points is redefining failure. It's something that we all need to talk about. And we're going to talk about in just a moment after Sophie B. Hawkins, Heart and Soul of a Woman on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We'll be right back.
Feminine twist.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sophie B. Hawkins, Heart and Soul of a Woman. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you're tuning in for the first time, shame on you. I'm just kidding, because I've been here for 7 years. Where have you all been? Well, I've got Kara Leyva joining us, the Champagne Diet, and we're going to talk about redefining failure. So let's get into it, because we got to talk about this, because it's something that people are going through.
Yeah, this is huge. And I feel like this is like probably the one big reason why people don't really even follow through with their goals. Like, maybe they have these big grand dreams, but they're just too scared to fail, so they never even try. And there's a quote that I love by Oprah, and I know you love Oprah just as much as I do, if not more. I know you're going to know the quote. She says, "Think like a queen. A queen is not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness." Uh-huh. Isn't that amazing?
Because it's just the truth.
It's the truth. I love
that
quote.
The truth is amazing. Like, oh. Yeah.
I love it. And Oprah is like a perfect example of somebody who redefined failure. Like, she got fired from her first job in TV 8 months into it because she was told she wasn't good on television. Like, could you imagine if she had listened to that and she had just said, okay, well, now I failed and I'm never going to try again and I'm never going to pursue what I love. But she didn't. She kept going. She took that as a stepping stone. She took what she needed from it and she moved on. And
it's true.
There's so many people like that who were able to do that, and that's really the
key. You know, I'm going to ask you, did anyone ever tell you you couldn't do something?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so when I wrote my first book, it was a couple years back, and I thought this book was wonderful, whatever, like everyone thinks their book is wonderful, and I actually landed a really great literary agent, and she convinced me we were going to sell this book, and we thought it would be fabulous, and it was rejected by 19 editors at different publishing houses.
Isn't that beautiful?
19, and at that point, I was like, oh my God, okay, and of course, it's a bloated ego, but I said, screw this. This book is meant to be out there. I have readers of my blog who have been asking me to put this book out. I believe in it. They believe in it, so I'm going to do it. And I self-published it. And 3 years later, I have 3 Amazon best-selling books under my belt because I didn't let that failure define me. I didn't take it as a failure. I took it as a redirection, and I moved forward anyway.
You know, and it's so true because I've got to tell you, with myself, a long time ago, I was probably like 12 or 13 years old. I remember because I always loved Barbara Walters and I've always loved Oprah and just the television aspect. And I remember telling a friend of mine, like, I'm going to have a TV show one day where I'm going to do interviews like Barbara Walters. And you know, at 13, my friend is like, you would be awful on TV. I was like,
aww.
Really? And I remember when I sat down and did my first television interview, because I've done TV for a long time, cooking shows and all that, but never an interview show. And when I sat down and did my first show with Tommy Rose for I Am the People with Max Tucci, I was like, you know what? I took my glory and I ran with it.
Because I did it anyway.
There will always be people that, because of their own insecurities, will tell you that you are not good enough. And people, if you're listening tonight, Karen and I are not only telling you you're good enough, but that you're going to rise and you're going to be the best. And whatever it is that you make for 2015, your resolution, turn it into your reality. So before – we got to wrap this up because that's just how quickly shows go. But let's just – what is your last piece of advice that you want to tell people for 2014 to carry with them into 2015?
I mean, oh God, there's so much advice to give. One thing to do, I think I would just tell people to really just, stay focused on what you love, stay focused on what you want to do, and stop comparing yourself to other people. I think that's a really big one. Stop looking at anyone else and thinking that you can't do it because of someone else. You know, focus on what you love, believe in yourself, and just go for it.
Go for it. Kara Leyba, thank you so much. How can people find you? That's what they're asking me.
So they can find me at thechampagneseyes.com. And from there, you can find everything you need to know about me, all my social media. I'm all over Instagram. That's pretty much my big place I live. I'm on Facebook too and Twitter. But find me there. I do tons of workshops for women. I've got books, everything you want to know about me. It's all over on my site.
Super. Well, I thank you so much for joining me. I always have so much fun with you on Max and Friends. So thank
you. I know.
You so
much it's never long
here.
Enough. Thank you for having me, Max. It was great to talk to you.
And I'm going to talk to you, if not after the show, then in the new year.
Yes, absolutely. Have a wonderful,
night.
Wonderful night and a beautiful new year.
Thanks so much. All right, everyone. Well, it's come to that time where I've got to just give gratitude for a moment. I thank you, my listeners, for tuning in Sunday nights to listen to Max and Friends. Really, I'm so grateful for all of you, who tweet me and for being part of the show, for all of my wonderful guests this year. It's been an exciting, crazy year. It's been so much fun, filled with love. It's been really like an unbelievable ride this year, and it's just becoming more and more delicious, Max and Friends. Dreams come true, they really do, and I really just want to tell you all, for 2015, you are enough. Just because you were born is enough. You are beautiful, you are lovable, and you are going to take your glory this year and run. I want you to do that. It's something that I learned this year. Together, we rise, people. Take your glory and run. All right. And tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. To Sam and the entire team at LA Talk Radio, to Ronnie, thank you so much for making this show what it is, because without all of you, I wouldn't be able to do this. So whether I'm in Colorado, Italy, Florida, New York, LA, wherever, it's because of my team that we do this. Together we rise, and you guys are a big part of Max and Friends. So thank you all for being there for me. And again, just I love you all, for all of my guests. this year has been incredible, and I thank each and every one of you for saying yes, because the universe is rising up, and it's so much fun that when I call someone, I say, will you be on the show? And they say yes. It's just so beautiful. And even when they say no, it makes me want to just get them on even more, or just invite someone else on who wants to be here. It's just beautiful. But in reality, no matter what, it's just love that I have for everyone who tunes in to Max and Friends. Jackie Collins, thank you so much for being on tonight's show. You're just a pleasure, and I love having you on. And of course, Cara Leyba, the Champagne Diet. We're going to inspire. 2015 is going to be a wonderful year. I know it, because we just got to call things the way they are. And if that's what we want, that's what they will be. So dreams come true. Thomas Hibner, keep dreaming. Dream bigger. For everyone, I love you all. Good night and good karma for 2014. It's almost over. Be safe. Please, please, please don't drink and drive. Love one another, because that's what makes this a beautiful world that we live in. The energy that we give off is love, and I love you all. Good night, good karma. Take life to the max in 2015, and take your glory and run! Dreams come true on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma.
Just falling into place. My success is all right here on this road of passion. I join on my journey to end. Dreams come true. I can't believe my dreams came true. My life is nonstop excitement and joy. Concrete, but I'm not letting go. I must aim ahead to move forward. Come true.